She was 14 years old. Her home's foster homes. 14 different homes in 14 years. It's not what you'd call stability. She must have felt like a used car, just traded from one owner to another. A pastor and his wife, who had taken in a number of cast-aside kids, brought her into their home. Bill and Sue decided to treat this girl like they thought God would treat her. "This is not your home," they said. "You can call us whatever you're comfortable with. Aunt and uncle, grandma and grandpa, Bill and Sue, mom and dad. You decide. We're not going to send you away to another foster home. If you're good, this is your home. If you're bad, it's still your home. We're here to be your support whenever you need it." And that's exactly what she did need. And that's exactly the way God is. If you feel like you've been thrown from one situation to another with no stability, God will take you and stand with you no matter what. Oh, by the way, she ended up calling them Mom and Dad. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev Show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look around you now. And welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Getting situated, getting ready for the holidays. I don't know why, I'm kind of looking forward to the holidays this year. And looking forward to Thanksgiving. You know, we like to eat twice on Thanksgiving Day. Once around maybe noon, 1 at the latest. And then 5 or 6. And then, if I'm up late, maybe pumpkin pie and whipped cream at about 9 o'clock. I haven't had breakfast, so I'm thinking of Thanksgiving. Okay, well, now, there was something interesting that came out. Our old friend Dr. Henry Kissinger. We'll talk about everyone's talking right now about the war in Ukraine. But there is something that I think is important also. With the matter of transhumanism, and vaccinations play into it. AI plays into what I'm going to present. Christ in the book of Matthew 24, verse 37 said that as it was in the days of Noah, it will happen again. There will be a repeat. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And through all history, we haven't had that condition where it would be as it was in the days of Noah. We're here now. Violence, there will be Hamas. Hamas means violence, hatred. Hamas means death. It means insanity. That's what Hamas means. Extreme violence. Unchecked violence. Untamed violence. That would be one of the signs of the time, of the days before Christ returns. And as the years, we're in the last decade already. Christ will 2032 in the fall, in the harvest time of the Feast of Israel, the Feast of the Harvests, the time of what they call the tent, the where they dwell in the tents. The name escaped me. What is it called? Oh my gosh. Tabernacles. We dwell with God. God dwells with us. This is what's happening. Christ is coming to dwell with mankind again. And we will dwell with Him, the Jewish people, the people that live on the earth. Christian people, we will rule and reign with Christ, those who have been faithful. But as it was in the days of Noah, in the time of Noah, there was a changing, there was a change in the genetics of Adam. Adam was a Homo sapien, and his DNA structure was perfect until the fall, when then another creature curse was added to Adam and Eve and the generations following, a curse, the nature of the devil in the flesh. The devil has a nature. So as it was in the days of Noah, there was a change in the genetic structure of mankind. The change came through fallen angels mating with women, with the women of the time. And I don't mean like 10 or 15. I mean this was rampant. The angels, the women were too beautiful. The glory of a woman is her hair. And the angels couldn't resist the woman because of the beauty of the hair, of their hair. And they had children, and these children were half angel, half human. The Greeks talk about it. Greek mythology is not mythology, it's true. And they had offspring, and they were called giants. They were huge. Some of the bones, these people were 100, 90, 90 feet tall. But the Smithsonian Institute and all of these governments of the world have hidden from the people of the world the evidence of how big these creatures were. They had six fingers, six toes, six fingers on each hand, six toes. They had dual sets of teeth, like the shark, one set ahead of the other. And from the other men that have studied, like Steve Quayle, and there's a group of people that have studied, others also, they screeched. They had a high pitch into their voice. It was a screeching when they talked. It was annoying. People didn't want to be around them, because they would eat people. They liked the dainty. The food of the day was other people. They didn't like vegetables. They didn't like lettuce. They liked humans. So that's kind of a nice way to start out the second hour. That's a nice light thought. But I don't want to be Debbie Downer. But I do want to tell the truth, the present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
We're in a world where no man has gone before. We're in the time, like Christ said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And we are there. The fallen angels and the giants are returning, and other creatures along with them. Creatures that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. Through genetic, all of this genetic engineering, the manipulation. So Henry Kissinger, this was in 2022, December, before he passed away. This is out of... Oh my gosh, where did I get this from? Washington Times, yes, the Washington Times. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger attends a luncheon with French President Emmanuel, God not with us, Macron, Vice President Kamala Harris, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. This was December 1st, 2022. At the State Department in Washington. And it begins with, humanity must begin preparations to no longer be in charge of Earth because of artificial intelligence. As it was in the days of Noah, they are, once again, we are in those days, and there is a change coming to the DNA structure of Homo sapien. Because of artificial intelligence, according to a new book from the late statesman Henry Kissinger and a pair of countries' leading technologists, the rise of AI is creating superhuman people. It's a major topic of concern in the book of Genesis. And this book was published Tuesday by Little Brown and Company. It's the last book from Kissinger. Kissinger was a longtime U.S. diplomat, and he died 2023 at 100. The co-authors, you ready? Google CEO Eric Schmidt and longtime Microsoft senior executive Craig Mundy. They finished the combined work after Kissinger's death. The Washington Times obtained an advanced copy. Now, these two are globalists. They are 100% behind Klaus Schwab. They are promoting and have promoted and are on board with Anthony Fauci, World Economic Forum. They're globalists. They were the last people to speak with Kissinger and sought to honor his dying request to finish the manuscript. Uh-oh. Their authors have a bracing message warning that AI tools have already started outpacing human capabilities. So people might need to consider biologically engineering themselves to ensure they are not rendered inferior or wiped out by advanced machines. In other words, you need to alter yourself before AI can alter you. You need to biologically engineer yourselves so that you're not rendered inferior. There's a section titled the Co-Evolution, Artificial Humans. These three authors encourage people to think now about trying to navigate our role when we will no longer be the only or even the principal actors on our planet. This is exactly what happened in the time of Noah. The species that would have ruled the whole world if there had not been a flood would have been the giants. In the book of Isaiah, there's a verse where Isaiah prayed, "Lord, don't let the giants live again." Why would he pray that? Don't let the giants, the Nephilim, different people presented a different way. Don't let these Nephilim exist again. Don't let them live again. As it was in the days of Noah, something is going to live that was not created in the Garden of Eden. Something that these things, they have been genetically changed. They are different. And the objective of these creatures and the architect of these creatures is the devil himself, is to let them, allow them to rule, and we humans become a subspecies. I'm not going to be a subspecies ever. And I want to tell every human being created after the design of Adam has a vacuum inside of them. And that vacuum is called the spirit within man. And that vacuum, you cannot penetrate it. The only thing that can penetrate the membrane that protects that spirit is the Holy Spirit. There's only one individual that Christ, in the Gospels that is presented, that ever had the vacuum in his being, like an orb, let's say, I'll use that as an example. It's just like a soccer ball, but it is materials tighter, stronger than any known weapon. Nothing can get inside except the Holy Spirit. But Judas Iscariot, after he betrayed Christ, it said that Satan entered in, meaning Satan was the first. Judas Iscariot was the first person that Satan entered into. The spirit of Judas Iscariot was contaminated by the spirit of the devil. And because of that, he became an abomination, because he was no longer able ever to have redemption. This is what Satan's plan is, to open up the spirit of man to people to receive Satan into their human spirit. Once they do, they're eternally lost. This is the plan of Antichrist and the false prophet. A mark, a number, a name. You receive the name or the number or a mark, and you're eternally lost. And here, these three are talking about biological engineering efforts designed for tighter human fusion with machines that are already underway. The article was today's article by Ryan Lovelace out of the Washington Times. It was actually Tuesday. This is Thursday. Came out Wednesday on the Tuesday, the Washington Times, November 19th, 2024. Kissinger's final warning Prepare now for superhuman people to control Earth. Mankind that was created after the image of Adam, we were created in the image of God, and Adam had that, he was that creature. We, Homo sapiens, in the universe, we are the most, humans are the most feared creatures with intelligence in the whole universe. And the reason is because we have a human spirit. And the Holy Spirit, after Christ died, he became Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the living Christ, who is able to live within, inside, live within any man or woman or child that would receive him. And here Satan's plan, just like in the days of Noah, is to design a different human through human fission with machines. There are efforts, according to the article, currently to integrate humans with machine that include brain-computer interfaces, a technology that the United States military identified in 2023, last year, as being the most important. It is of utmost importance. Why? Because they need a soldier. You see this in all these movies. They need these super soldiers. These interfaces allow for direct link between the brain's electrical signals and a device that processes them to accomplish a given task, such as controlling a battleship. It's in the Bible. This creature is in the Bible. I've talked about it before. There's just more evidence presently. I'm going to read it to you. It's out of the book of Joel. Exactly what they're talking about here. There's going to be some kind of a creature that is created in the time in which we live. Joel chapter 2. There is coming a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong. There have never been, there hasn't ever been the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. With these creatures, a fire devours before them. Behind them, a flame burns. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them, a desolate wilderness. Nothing can escape them. This is what Kissinger and Schmidt and this Mundi, this is what they envisioned for mankind. Some other creature, not human, partially human, other DNA from other creatures. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run, like the noise of chariots. I'm going to have to finish on the other side of the break. They're in the Bible. In the days of Noah, there were creatures like this, and there will be again. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 1, the Present Truth program is aired on 1360 KH. I'm sorry. The podcasts are aired on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. The program is on radio internet, internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Again, 11 to 1. So I'm reading this article out of the Washington Times Tuesday. Henry Kissinger's final warning to people: prepare now for superhuman people to control the earth. And I'm reading to you out of the book Joel, these superhuman people that will exist in the days before Christ returns, the time that we know as it was in the days of Noah. It will also occur in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Many Christian ministries have stated that this account in Joel chapter 2 is God's army, God's holy army that is going to take over the world. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but this is not a holy army. This is not God's army. This is the army of Satan. These are these creatures that are going to be genetically created and demonically possessed. They will have intelligence, intellect, consciousness. Verse 4. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses and as horsemen. That is how they run. Like the noise of chariots on the top of mountains, they will leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devours a stubble. as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall gather blackness. They will run like mighty men, they will climb the wall like men of war, they will march every one on his way, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall anyone thrust another. In other words, they won't kill each other. They shall walk everyone in his path, so whatever's been programmed, and when they fall, upon the sword, they will not be wounded. They will run here and there in a city. They shall run upon a wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter in at the window like a thief. The earth will quake before them. The heavens will tremble. The sun, the moon, the sun shall be dark. The stars will withdraw their shining. As the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executes his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? So God is creating and allowed these things. They will be used by God to cause fear to come upon man. Then in verse 12 he says, Now says the Lord, everyone should turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your heart, not your garments. Turn to the Lord your God. He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and it repents him of the evil. He doesn't like it, but he has to allow it, and he is allowing these men, like Schmidt and Mundy, and like Kissinger, who had I don't know anybody that had greater security clearance than Kissinger. But these people are actually stating that there are these superhuman, these superhuman people coming to control the earth. This is what happened in the time of Noah. The giants, the superhuman, half angelic, half human giants were coming to take over the world. And they would take over the world if God had not flooded the earth. Only eight individuals, eight souls were saved. Noah, his three sons, and the daughters, and his wife. That was it. I guess you could say everyone else perished. And this time, Christ is coming to eliminate all of the creatures not created after the image of Adam in the Garden of Eden. But this time it's through fire. In the first time with Noah, some of these creatures dug deep into the ground and they had caverns with great pockets of air. And they lived and they survived through the flood. And they came out of those pockets, those caverns, massive caverns, where they waited until the flood was over. So they lived again. This time, they will be torched with fire, so they don't exist. There'll be no DNA of these creatures created by governments. You bet. Which government has the way? We in America, our government, we have universities. We fund. The Department of Defense funds these universities for research. These are like the Jason Bourne series, creating superhumans. But now, why not create synthetic or Terminators, like in the movie Terminators. Well, they're going to be successful. It's right here in Joel chapter 2. I just read it to you. These things are they human? They may have human properties. They may have human DNA. But even if they're thrust through with a sword, something happens and they heal right away. If they fall on a sword, the sword doesn't hurt them. And it says before them is the Garden of Eden. And once they move through an area, it's a wasteland. Sterile. Unoccupiable for a while. Authors also raise the prospect of a society that chooses to create a hereditary genetic line of people specifically designed to work better with forthcoming AI tools. Oh, this sounds like something from heaven. The authors describe such redesigning as undesirable, with the potential to cause the human race to split into multiple lines, some infinitely more powerful than others. They're trying to defend what they're doing? You can't. They want to be the ones who are superhuman and live forever. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673. 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs.
Eli's a coming, your heart, girl. Eli's a coming, your heart, girl. Eli's a coming.
All these young girls today, all the women, these beautiful young girls, the Bible says that beauty is a curse. Beauty isn't in a civilized society. Beauty is a blessing. But in a corrupt world, beauty is a curse. You don't want to be beautiful in a corrupt world. And as it was in the days of Noah, some of the most beautiful women are alive today. And guess who they're going to be targets of? The demons and the fallen angels and the other world. These creatures are coming. I don't know. Should we call them Eli? Eli's a coming. You better hide your heart. Christ says that when they appear, it's a final warning. Men need to repent. Mankind needs to repent. They need to beg God for mercy for their lives physically, but for eternity. These things are coming. And here you have these authors. Kissinger started the book. Eric Schmidt and Craig Mundy. Eric Schmidt of Google, the globalist, and Mundy of Microsoft, another globalist. These people want this. And they may try to, you know, get you to believe that they're not on board with this. Oh, they're on board totally. The authors describe such redesigning as undesirable. Right. Wink, wink. With the potential to cause the human race to split into multiple lines, some infinitely more powerful than others. Altering the genetic code of some humans to become superhuman carries with it other... Now, here's where we get into the weirdness of these people. Other moral and evolutionary risks. The authors write, if AI is responsible for the augmentation of human mental capacity, it could create a humanity, a simultaneously biological and physiological reliance on foreign intelligence. What's foreign intelligence? Like fallen angels or demons? Such a physical and intellectual dependence may create new challenges to separate man from the machines, the authors warn. As a result, designers and engineers should try to make the machines more human rather than make humans more like machines. But that raises a new problem. Choosing which humans to make the machines follows a diverse and divided world. No single culture should expect to dictate to another the morality of the intellects on which it would be relying. The authors write, so for each country, machines would have to learn different rules, formal and informal, moral, legal, and religious, as well as ideally, different rules for each user and with baseline constraints for every conceivable inquiry, task, situation, and context. The authors say the society can expect technical difficulties. Those difficulties will pale in comparison with the designing the machines to follow a moral code. Machines don't have a moral code. Machines with AI that are influenced by demons, there is no moral code. The only code is kill, destroy. The author said they do not believe good and evil are self-evident concepts. Kissinger, Schmidt, Mundy urge greater attention to aligning machines with human values. Trio state they would prefer that no artificial general intelligence surpassing humanity's intellect is allowed to emerge unless it is properly aligned with the human species. I'll tell you what. You open up Pandora's box. You sow to the wind. You're going to reap the whirlwind. When mankind opens this box, and they're already doing it, they're sowing to the wind. And this wind that's coming is the greatest evil that mankind will experience. The evil of what they are considering creating and allowing to be created and are involved in whatever is being created, this is a wind you don't want. This is a wind that it literally will destroy the human race. This is why Christ said, if he doesn't return, do you see the importance of Christ returning? Many do not want Christ to return. They want to be left alone. But if Christ said, and he never lies, he said, if he doesn't come to end this, no flesh will be saved. They're contaminating the perfect, well, not perfect, but the structure of Homo sapien DNA. They're interfering with it. They're trying to get out the death gene. They won't. They're going to do it too. The death gene, they're going to conquer the death gene, and then they're going to beg for death. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone.
I may just throw or bounce tomorrow's program off of today's program. This is unbelievable what these people are considering, and we can't stop it. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. We cannot stop it. Donald Trump is not going to be allowed to interfere with this plan. And they're talking about Kissinger, Eric Schmidt, Craig Mundie. But the article didn't put in the main individual that is 100%, has been 100% leading this for decades, decades and decades, three decades. His name is Bill Gates. And does Gates know that he is a creature from the underworld, that he is destined to destroy mankind through these superhumans? Yes. He's agreed. He has made the agreement, signed the contract with the devil. Does he know it? Yes. Will he admit it? Yeah. He's not as narcissistic as his compadre, the one who's going to allow him to do it, Barack Obama. But, yep, that's why his last name is Gates. Because literally, he is from the underworld. But allowed by God, ordained by God, to further this plan to bring about superhumans, to bring in different genetic societies, just like in the days of Noah, to bring back the giants. They just found Russia, Siberia, one of these little woolly mammoth. Oh, no, it was the lion. What is it? Saber-toothed tiger. They found a baby perfectly preserved in ice. Oh, they're going to put that poor little thing on display. No, that little thing it's already been thawed out, and they've already begun to take DNA off of that thing. Why? Because they're going to start creating that little creature. They want to bring saber-toothed tiger. I think it was a saber-toothed tiger. If they find a Nephilim intact, oh my gosh, just like Frankenstein, they're going to shoot it with electricity and hopefully it will live. We're going to live till tomorrow, and I'll be back to continue possibly the present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.